Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No reason to doubt.
I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around for me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Son of man, for me.
And sooner or later,
turn in
my favor. Turn in my favor. It's turning around for me.
My goodness, man, I tell you, that's a wonderful song. It's turning around for me. Turning around for me. Man, I tell you, man, every time I hear this song, it does something to my spirit. That man said, it's not always going to be like this. He will, my goodness, glory be to God. He said, God shall perfect those things that's concerning me. And then he goes on to say, and sooner or later, it will turn in my favor. I don't know about many of you who listen to me right now. He said sooner or later, which means to me, it might not happen today. It might not even happen next week. It might even happen next month. It might not even happen 6 months from now. But sooner or later, this thing is going to break wide open for me, and I'll be able to see the magnificent things that God has for me sooner or later. I don't care what Grandma and Bessie said. I don't care what your cousin said. Your daddy said that you ain't never going to make it or amount to anything. That's what they said. But what did God say? Sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. It's turning around for you. Okay, y'all probably hear the excitement in my voice concerning not just the turnaround, but what God has for each and every one of us, as long as we stay on the righteous path, that we don't deviate from it, that we don't try to find shortcuts, or we don't try to find hookups. You know how we are. Man, can I get a hookup? No, brother. Stay on the straight and narrow path so that God can lead you to exactly what he got for you. Oof, my God, glory. Okay, yeah. I got a little excited, y'all. Y'all just going to have to bear with the prophet. Amen. You know, I normally, hey, man, this is your prophet. This is your brother, your friend. This is your nephew, your cousin, your uncle. I'm whomever you desire me to be. Glory be to God. But I'm more what God has called me to be. This a son. I'm a son. Glory be to God. He don't call me prophet. He calls me Dwayne. He calls me by my name. That's something personal that I don't take lightly of. So I'm thankful for today. I'm thankful for the Now Network and all the endeavors that has been bestowed upon Pastor E, his crew. I'm thankful for all of the people that he has Monday through Friday or even Saturday, also Sunday when he comes to speak. I'm thankful for just an opportunity to get a message out to whomever is listening. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I just feel it in my spirit to tell somebody, those who listen to me, it's turning around for you. It's about to turn. It's about to break for you. I don't know what some of y'all are in. I don't know what the situations may be. Some folk may be behind on your mortgage, rent, car note. Husband that left, wife that left, children don't want to speak to you, whatever the case may be, family members turned their back on you, whatever the case may be, it's about to break for you. It's getting ready to turn around for you. Hallelujah. We are in the sixth month of 2023, which means there's six more months left. And God, God, in his omnipotent power, has enough time to do exactly whatever he wants to do in your life. Don't give up on God because he ain't gave up on you. The Bible says that he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. It's written. I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you into an expected end. Something that you didn't even expect, God had already predestined for you. It's about to break at any moment for you, especially for you. Amen. Whatever you're going through, the expiration day on it is about to come to an end. Look, listen to me, people of God. I went through my cabinet, and I began to throw out some old canned food. And I looked at the expiration dates on the canned food, and I had to throw them out because it had expired. Glory be to God. What some of you or many of you are going through, it is about to expire. You need to talk to your sister, your brother, your neighbor. Tell them it's about to expire. Hallelujah. I was on a line today with some banking people, and they said, Mr. Woods, your credit card is expired. I said, well, then I need another credit card. Yeah, this date on here, I can't use this no more. Glory be to God. I can't take this card to Kroger's or any grocery store and use it because it has expired. The usage of it is no more. I can't use it no more. It's out of date. Hallelujah. What you've gone through is about to expire. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God bless everybody. I know everybody like, man, this man went up, came down. God bless everybody on today. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all just entered into the prophet's closet. Glory be to God. And sometimes in the prophet closet, it ain't going to be just a quiet moment. You know, sometimes when people go in their closets, you know, they get things prepared to put up for summer because winter is coming, bringing down the winter clothes, discarding some things that is old. We're tossing some things. We're bringing some things in that is new. So you don't know what you're about to get when you enter into the prophet's closet. Amen. You may get a rhema word. You may get the word. Glory be to God. But anyway and any time, whatever God gives me, that's what you are about to get. I ain't making it up. I'm just going straight for what God is saying to the people, saying through me to the people. Glory be to God. It may be his word, which we're going to get into his word, and then it may be a rhema word, or it may be a revelation word. Guess what? It's going to encourage you. And I want to tell some of you on here, even hard words are encouraging words because they get you right back in the alignment with God. I'm going to say that again. A hard word from God is an encouraging word to get you right back in the alignment, which means alignment also means the alliance, to get you in the alliance with God. Matter of fact, alignment means to also get you into the agreement. The agreement with God is to get you right back there. Amen. It's so funny how I'm getting ready to go here because this is what I'm talking to you all about today. Amen. What do you do when you are out of alignment? Oh, my goodness. This is going to be something else. This is a revelatory word that God has really been speaking to me about the alignment. I have not done it on here, but I'm gonna tell you how I got this word. I was driving down the highway in my tractor trailer, and in my mirror, I was looking at the trailer being right there in a straight line. It was aligned perfectly. That I thought, because I'm looking on the driver's side mirror, and anytime you're looking on the driver's side mirror of any vehicle, it looks as if your vehicle is going straight. But it's what you got to do is look on the left side. Amen. I mean, not the left side, but the right side. It's when you look on the right side in the passenger mirror, that's when you begin to see things that are not in the alignment as though that you thought it was, looking at it on the left side, on the driver's side. And so I begin to study what this trailer was doing, because I kept hearing all kind of horns go off, and it was letting me know that there was something that was going wrong with the trailer. So when you hook up your tractor, and for those who are not truck drivers, I'm going to just give you truck driving class 101. And then we're going to get into the word. And before I even get into the word, I'm going to pray. But I just want to give you a little insert. A tractor pulls heavy things. So I'm pretty sure many of us have seen tractor trailers on the highways. And they're carrying something in that big old compartment that's behind the tractor. So it's pulling something. And so anytime that you're pulling something, it has to be in the alignment, as where as so that you won't hear no flags or you won't hear no horns and or anything of that nature, because it's letting you, it's an indicator letting you know that something is wrong. Glory be to God. Y'all keep that in your mind. It's an indicator. I want y'all to keep that in your mind. Somebody need to write that down. It's a indicator. Glory be to God. I'm going somewhere with that indicator, so y'all keep that in the forefront of your mind. Glory be to God. So oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It warns you that something is wrong. And so as I begin to look at it, and I was like, oh wow, that trailer on the passenger side is crossing the white line, and I said, okay, that's. These indicators that I'm getting and the warnings that I'm getting is nothing but letting me know that my trailer is out of alignment. And so by being out of alignment, I got to call UPS maintenance to let them know about this trailer that I'm pulling that is not pulling correctly. And what is it that we need to do? Well, they tell me, Mr. Woods, bring the trailer in so that we can look at it. We can see what's wrong with it. Why is it pulling to the right? And why is it not going in the alignment of where it should be going? I'm throwing nuggets all out there. Y'all need to catch all of these nuggets that I'm throwing out there. And so after they looked at the trailer, one of the chief maintenance guys said, hey, go get me a red sticker. The red sticker is an indicator that there's something wrong with this trailer, and the trailer needs to be put out of commission. Ooh, glory be to God. I want y'all to listen to all of that stuff I'm telling you. Trailer is being put commission, meaning that nobody in the UPS uniform or not in uniform can use this trailer until this trailer has went through the proper inspection to put it back on the road. I'm dropping some nuggets for those who are on the line tonight, and I hope you are catching these nuggets, because there are a lot of people in the body of Christ that God has been sending you warnings, sending you indicators to let you know that there's something wrong, and the reason why you're no longer in the alignment because you have started to drift to the right, and God says, I'm going to have to put you out of order until I can do inspections on you. My God, help me somebody. Oh, my goodness. And there are many people who are still trying to operate in the things of God, and you have been put out of order. And you're still trying to prophesy. You're still trying to preach God's word. You're still trying to lay hands on folk when God has put a sign on you that you are out of order because you ain't following the instructions that God has told you to follow, to stay in the alignment with him. And this way, you are misleading thousands of people because you have been placed out of order. Oh, my God. And I talked to a few on the line. Whoosh! Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, allow the words that come out of my mouth to go into the ear gates of your people on tonight, Father. Lord, I decrease as you increase in me. Lord, you said you're not looking for a gold or silver vessel, but you're looking for a yielded vessel. I yield my members to you right now, Father. And I ask that you get all the glory. Lord, you speak, Father, with fire and brimstone, Father. Allow your word, God, to permeate through our hearts, Father. Let it go through our ear gates, Father. Allow it to touch us in such a way, Father, that we will want to change immediately, God. God, we thank you. Give you the glory. Give you the honor. Give you everything. Ha, take total control, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we glorify you. My God, glory. And we're thanking you for such a time as this, Father. Oh, God, for the hours, God, and minutes, Father, are coming to an end, Father. Oh, God, but, God, we're glorifying you that you don't allow time to run out, God, on us from repenting. By saying, God, we're sorry for allowing ourselves to get out of the alignment, God. Oh, God, put us back in the alignment, Father. Put us back into the agreement with you that we may walk, God, together, that we may talk together, Father. That, God, that every time that I speak, you're listening, and every time that you speak, Father, I'm kneeling, Father, because your words are worth more than gold, Father. God, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And it is so. And it is so. Amen. Amen. So I'm pretty sure many of you already know where I'm getting ready to go. Glory be to God. We are doing things that are contradicting what God has already put in place. And he's telling prophets, glory be to God, to no longer talk about $100 lines, $200 lines. Glory be to God. We need to start now preparing the people for what's to come. We need to get people in the alignment with bamboozling people, giving them these soft words. Sometimes God's word has got to come across to the point it gets your attention. Just like it has got my attention on many occasions. Glory be to God. As I sit and listen to the Father, I ask God on numerous occasions, Father, continue to search me. Continue to search my heart, Father. Allow whatever I say, Father, to be in the alignment with you. And if there's anything about Dwayne that is out of the alignment, God, Lord, set me straight on straight street, Father. That's my prayer. I can't speak about everybody else. Hallelujah. I can only talk about Dwayne. Amen. And the Bible over here, it talks about many things. Let me go over here because I'm going to talk about a person that was in the alignment with God, but he allowed his flesh to get in the way. And there are so many people who are in the Christian society, they allow their flesh to speak more than the Spirit of God. And when you allow your flesh to do things, you begin to operate outside of the will of God because God does not do anything with your flesh. That is operated by the devil only. Hallelujah. Nothing about your flesh that God is in. Because when you operate out of the flesh, guess what you do? Your language begins to change. Your behavior begins to change. Things don't line up when it comes to your flesh. Your flesh is at enmity with God. It hates structure. Whoosh! Your flesh hates structure. And that's the reason why many people are out of the alignment with God, because they allow their flesh to speak louder than the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. My Father, you're speaking up in here today. Hallelujah. And guess what, Pastor E? There's so many people that don't even put on the whole armor of God. And this is the reason why Satan comes in and gets into the crepit things of our mindset and begins to take us in directions where the Holy Spirit no longer is there, because we turned our mind over to worldly things. That's why he says in the book of Romans, he said, be separated from the world. Amen. There's nothing that the world can give you but pleasure. But when you get into the things of God, That's where you feel the fulfillment of the glory of God. I'm trying to slow down here, but I feel the glory, my God, glory. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th verse, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Why is God telling us to put on the whole armor? Because he already understands that many of us will fall in traps of the devil. And when we fall in these traps, we become out of the alignment with God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, there are many of you that, there's some of us, amen, that drive vehicles. And you know for a fact your vehicle is going to the right. But instead of you taking it to the mechanic shop, which is the master mechanic who knows all about your vehicle, we take it to Johnny Appleseed, who's a tree mechanic, and the tree mechanic is trying to work on a $40,000 vehicle when you needed to have taken it back to the manufacturer who built the vehicle, who knows everything about it. Glory be to God. He knows the detail factors of your vehicle. The one who knows all about your vehicle. We'll go to a shade tree mechanic because we're trying to save money. But there's sometimes a price has got to be paid, and you got to pay the price. You can't look at how much money it's going to cost to get back in the alignment. You got to be more concerned that I need to get into the alignment, because in the alignment with God, there's fulfillment and there's the glory. Ooh, good God Almighty. Anything opposite of that is out of the will of God. Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting to go this way, but here we go, Father. I said I allow you to take over my members, God, so you do what you need to do, because you do it the best anyway. So the Bible says that put on the whole armor of God, so that you can be in the alignment. It's when you begin to take off certain intricate parts of the armor of God is when you begin to be leaning more towards the worldly things. And the reason why some of us are going in a separate way is because we are not fully armored. We are out of alignment. Preach. Amen. But the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers and of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. How are you going to go after something that you've never seen before? You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what it's going to do when you are uncovered because you don't have the armor on. You become out of alignment. And now, guess what? Because you are out there naked, the enemy has full control over everything that you are trying to fight without the armor of God. You begin to be out of the alignment, out of the agreement with God, out of the alliance with him. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden things happen against you. Listen to me, Pastor E, we are fighting a war that many of us shouldn't even be fighting. Because God said, the battle ain't yours, it's the Lord's. And the reason why we are fighting these wars that we have never been meant to fight is because we have been sitting out here like ducks in a pond. And the enemy says, yes, I'm going to bring up this warfare over here to your left. I'm going to bring up this warfare over to your right. I'm going to start some things over here in the middle. And I'm going to start some things on the outside so that when you think that you got over one battle, here comes another battle. Because you are not fully armored. And the reason why we ain't fully armored, and the most important thing that we don't have on, is that we don't have on the helmet of salvation. Woo. I guarantee you, if you allow a football player to play the game of football without a helmet, I guarantee you there's something going to happen to his mind. His brain going to get injured in some form or fashion, because them boys are hitting. And when they hit you and you don't have any protective gear on, guess what? You're going to be in some pain, baby. There's some of us who are fighting a war, and we don't have on the proper gear. And guess what it brings? It brings pain. And some of us right now, listen to me, you're feeling the effects of pain that because you have been unclothed, because of you not being in the alignment with God, glory be to God, now you're out here trying to fight something that you can't see. You don't know when it's coming, where it's coming from, glory be to God. And because you are not in the alignment of God, you can't hear the Holy Spirit tell you to watch what's on your left, watch what's on your right, because you are out here doing willy-nilly stuff on your own without the Holy Spirit, without the protection of God. You are out of the alignment with God. And so when you are out of the alignment with God, you are open now to the wiles of the devil. Listen to me, people of God. When you don't have on the proper things, when you have not allowed the Holy Spirit to check out the very vital things inside of you, you allow these things now to take complete control over you. Let me tell you something. Paul said this, and I want y'all to write this down. Get this in your memory bank. Paul said this in the book of Romans, 7th chapter, 22 and 23. Listen to what Paul said. He said, I love God's law with all my heart. That's the first thing he started with in the scripture coming from the NLT. He says, I love God's law with all my heart. But watch what he says, Pastor E, in verse number 23. He said, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. My God, glory. Look at what he says. He said, I love God's law. I love everything about God. I love everything that means well with God. But there's something inside of me that is more powerful than what I love. Saved. You thought that you can just close the door on some of this stuff because you're sending out shandos and you're speaking in tongues oh my God, let me tell you something. There's something so far greater inside of you that you close the door on, and it's having us get out of the alignment with God. It's having us act out instead of allowing the Spirit of God to take complete control. The flesh. Man, it's something else about that flesh, brother and sisters. Something else about that flesh. I don't care how much Holy Spirit you think you got. Let somebody step on your brand new Stacey Adams. Let somebody step on them stilettos. Let somebody tell you that you don't look right. Let somebody curse you out. Your whole language will change. Your whole body. Man, I'm not telling you something that I just heard. I'm telling you what I know. Telling you what I know. You can be so top on top of things, but let one thing that's a irritation trait. It will take you somewhere It'll take you somewhere for a minute until you have to come back and say, oh, my God, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Father. I've sinned. It'll take you somewhere. Hallelujah. Paul said, I love God's law with all my heart. Here's a man who wrote a third of the Bible, third of it, but struggled with some deep-rooted issues. Remember that word, Pastor E? Issues, dealing with some issues. And man, I love God's law all my heart. There's another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. Glory be to God. I'm trying to tell you, people of God, there's still some sin within inside of us. I don't care if you're a bishop. I don't care if you the boomerang prophet, whatever, evangelist, deacon, elder, whatever, missionary, I don't care what your title is. All of us still battles some deep-rooted things inside of us that takes us out of the alignment with God. And God, I'm telling you, when you get out of that place, that's when God says, look, I need you to come to the shop. I need you to come to the shop because we need to do a maintenance check on you. There's some things that is out of the alignment, and I need to take some things out of you and put me back into those areas. But what happens is that we don't allow God to take full control over the areas that is so deeply rooted inside of us, because many of us think or feel that God can't handle this stuff. My well is too deep. I don't know if I can give this stuff up right now to you, God. But if we don't give it up to him, how are we going to get healed from some of this stuff? How are we going to get back into the alignment with God, especially when these things are trying to take us out of the alignment? I'm glad I got y'all attention. Amen. For those who are still listening to me, I'm glad I got your attention. Hallelujah. Because we're getting ready to get back into the alignment. Amen. We're getting ready to get back into the agreeance or to the agreement with God. So if those who got your Bible with me, I'm going to let you see how this king was supposed to be in a particular place, but because he not being in the place that he was supposed to be in, he was out of the alignment. His flesh got in the way to the point he did some things that he wasn't supposed to be doing, because if he was supposed to be where he was at, he wouldn't have got out of the alignment. Glory be to God. But it's amazing to me how he did all these things and never repented until somebody came and told him about himself. Amen. But if y'all got, go with me. Go to 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter. But I'm just do a little bit inserts up in here. Y'all know the story about our brother David. David had got out of the alignment. David was the king, and the king was supposed to be out at war at a particular, people will go out to war, the children of Israel, when they go out to war, glory be to God, the king was supposed to be with them. There was no break for the king. Hallelujah. But the king, he decided to send his chief officer out to war while he stayed at home chilling. Like many of us, we stay at home. Hey, I don't want to go to church today. Today is break day. You stay at home. Amen. Today, I'm not going to work today. I'm going to play hooky today. You stay at home. Oh, my goodness. Let me talk about this. Amen. I'm not going to go evangelize today. I'm not going to give this word to this person today. I'm just going to stay at home, and I'm going to relax. When you should have been out doing what God told you to do, you got out of the alignment. The enemy crept in the most significant way that he could, the slyness that he is. He crept in, and while you was out there relaxing, he was working. My God, let me say that again. When we as saints are relaxing, the enemy is still working. I'm going to say that again for those who are on the fifth floor. Amen. When you are relaxing from doing what God has told you or instructed you to do, the enemy is still working. I ain't never seen so many relaxed Christians in my life. Never seen so many of us just relaxing, taking a leisure time. Yeah, I'm on vacation, and I'm going to enjoy myself. While you're on vacation, the enemy has already punched in. He on the clock. While you sleep, ain't on the third watch, the fourth watch, or any watch, guess what? The enemy has his saints up praying. Witches and warlocks and principalities, they don't get, oh, shy, my God, help me, Jesus. They don't get a time to rest. Satan is the boss, and when the boss is working, everybody is working. It's us God is saying, stay on your post. Sound the alarm. Do all of this stuff. And here we are. We snoring. Man, we some of the most relaxed people that I've ever seen in the Christian society. We argue with one another. We fight with one another. We talk about one another. We out of the alignment with God, and we think that we can go pray the house down when we just slandered somebody. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. I wasn't going here. But, man, look, there's just some things that God, when he says to me, look, you just got to take it like castor. Amen. Now, somebody just need to say it's time to get some castor oil. I don't know about many of you. I didn't like it when my grandmother gave it to me, but, boy, when it went in, it didn't taste good, but when it did what it did, guess what? It made me feel a whole lot better. It's castor oil time. Some of y'all got to take a hard word right now. Because we are out of the alignment, and God is saying, look, it's time to get you in the alignment. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be on it long, but I just want to give you the meat of this. So here's David sent out his chief, sergeant, if you will, to the war while he stayed at the crib chilling. And while he's at the crib chilling, he's on the rooftop of the castle looking out, and who do David see? His eyes has pierced to see something that he says to himself, flesh, you gotta have. I want her. I gotta have Bathsheba. I don't care what I gotta do to get her. And when David glanced at Bathsheba, that's when David fell out of the alignment with God. Okay, now the Holy Spirit said, no, go back. He was out of the alignment when he didn't go to the war. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit just said, no, he wasn't out of alignment when he seen Bathsheba. He was out of the alignment when he sent others out there to do the war where he should have been. Glory be to God. There's some of us who are in the Christian society. We are telling other folk to do stuff that we ain't even going to do ourselves. Come on, folk. Quit doing this stuff. Get into the alignment with God and take and do the responsibility that God has given you to do. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Holy Spirit, we going here. Amen. So y'all know the story. David does some things that he wasn't supposed to do. He laid with the woman. Amen. The woman got pregnant. Hallelujah. Came to the king, said, hey, yo, king, what we going to do? So David's backpedaling, trying to figure this thing out. What am I going to do? Because I've stepped out of the alignment. And every time you step out of the alignment, what you're trying to do is you're trying to put a Band-Aid on something that has a giant sore on it. Glory be to God. Instead of putting the ointments that it needs to be put on it so that sore won't get worse, we do the opposite. We're trying to put dirty Band-Aids on it. We're trying to fix this thing without inquiring God. What did David do when the people of the Amalekites came and took his family away? What was the first thing that David did? He went, and guess what he did? He inquired God on what to do. But in this, David didn't inquire God. His flesh was so busy taking him out of the alignment with God. He was so far out, he didn't know how to get right back to where he needed to be with God. So then he goes up to his chief. He said, hey, man, get a husband. Let's get him drunk. Let's try to get him to the house to lay with his wife. Amen. So that it would be him instead of me. But that was God doing all of this stuff. God, David didn't even see what God was doing. David, God allowed Uriah not to go home. God allowed Uriah to other men in the army. While David was trying so hard to get him to go home to his wife, he was saying, I'm going to stay here with the men despite what you're asking me to do, King. I know you're trying to tell me to do this, but please forgive me, King, because I want to be obedient. But guess what? I want to be amongst my brothers because they need me at this time, and I need them. So David is wrestling in his mindset. The enemy is playing in his mindset. And said, oh, I got the idea. The enemy told him, David, put Uriah on the front line. He'll get killed quick. What David do? He followed what his flesh was telling him to do. Instead of inquiring God, he goes out, tells his chief captain, hey, put him on the front line. So David not only committed adultery by with another. Matter of fact, don't y'all know back in those days that the man who committed adultery with the woman would should have been stoned to death? David should have been executed because he was out of the alignment with God. God still had favor on his life. Man, it's amazing to me. You out of the alignment, but God still got favor because he's trying to tell you something. I got my favor on you for a reason, but guess what? I need you to get right back in the alignment because it ain't going to go well with you. Because eventually my favor got to come up off you until you start doing exactly what I'm instructing you to do. If you follow the instructions, for those who listen to me, who follow me, what is one of my favorites saying? If you follow the instructions, it will go well with you. That's my favorite saying. It's in the Bible. I use it because I follow the instructions of God. Whatever the blueprint is, I follow it. I don't deviate from it. It may be hard, but I do exactly what God tells me to do. Do I get it right all the time? No, I don't. But I'm so gracious and so thankful to God that he still gives me the time to get right back into the alignment and follow it line upon line, precept upon precept. For those who don't know me, man, I'm from Chicago. I was in the gangs, glory be to God, selling drugs. I did all of that stuff, amen, until one day he spoke to me. When he spoke to me, glory be to God, my life has never been the same, and that's been since 1992. Hallelujah. I got record upon record of everything that God has given me to give to people. And guess what? Everything since 1992, 93, glory be to God, things have come to pass in people's lives. I don't go around bragging about it because I'm not a braggadocious person. I'd rather stay in the background because that's where God uses me the most. Don't like the front view because I don't want nobody to get any glory. I don't want Dwayne's flesh to get glory. I would rather be a servant. You ain't even got to call me prophet. Just call me Brother Dwayne, and that's fine with me because it ain't about the title. It's about what God do through you so that he can get the glory. This is the reason why so many people are out of the alignment is because we're allowing these titles to take precedence over God. And it's the God is the one who gave us these things. Oh, God, help me. Help me. Amen. So here's David. He does all of these things. Never inquired God. Let's go to chapter 12. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 12. Listen, I want y'all to listen to this. Amen. The Bible says this, first verse. He says, then the Lord sent Nathan to David. And he came to him and said to him, there were two men in one city, one rich and one of them was poor. Nathan knew so much about David, and he knew how to come into the king's presence. So he came into the king's presence with a story. If he would have just came out and just said da-da-da-da-da-da-da to David, David could have had Nathan executed because he would have been rude in the presence of a king. And this is how some of us, we get into God's presence. We are rude in the presence of God. We are out of the alignment because we allowed our flesh to get in the way. Amen. So Nathan comes with a story. Verse 2, the rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And the traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one of the wayfaring men who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. Verse number 5. Watch this now. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man. And he said unto Nathan, as the Lord lives, listen to him. He's out of alignment now. Now he's trying to now be forceful with his word. And it's when you are out of alignment, then and only then is when you begin to allow your flesh to speak even louder, saying that this is God. So he said, as the Lord lives, the man who done this surely shall surely die. And he shall restore fourfold to the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity. David is actually describing himself. But Nathan, he's just sitting back there listening to him. God is just sitting back there listening to him, just like God is listening to many of us. Trying to get out of something, trying to gravel our way up out of this thing. We're in a web, and we don't even know how the web that we woven. We don't even know how to use the same strings to get up out of it. We are trapped because of us not being in the alignment with God. Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man." And then guess what he says when he lets him know that you are the one that I am telling the story about. Now, listen to the prophet that's in Nathan. He said, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel. Now, here's God speaking to him. I'm talking about he's speaking. He got David's full attention now. And this is what God does when you are out of the alignment. This is what God does when you have taken your vehicle to the master mechanic, and the master mechanic tells you, you've been driving like this way too long, and we got to put shocks on here. We got to put rotors on here. We got to put brakes on here. We got to bleed the brake lines because everything has corroded. And now we got to put this car out of order until we get it right back in order. So now God has to give David a stiff word. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master house and his wives into your keepings, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And look at what God is saying. And if that had been too little, I would have given you much more. Why have you? Oh, my God, help me, God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Father. He said, why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Anytime that you get out of the alignment with God, your flesh begins to take over and do what it wants to do because you have yet to ask God, Lord, put me into the alignment because I'm out of alignment, God. There's some things in me that is foul and filthy, Father. Clean me, Father, that I may be white as snow. Wash me with hyssop, Father. Do all of these things. We fail to do these things. And guess what? We're out here still trying to do what God is wanting us to do. But guess what? We're out of the alignment. We're out of the alignment. God said, look here, he said, if everything I gave you was just too little, David, I would have gave you much more. He said, why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife, and you have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword should never depart from your house, because you have despised me. And you have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will make, look at what God said, I ain't playing. I'm going to put you in such the alignment that you will think twice about getting out of it. I got to give you some stiff words that I never thought I would give you, David, because you was a man after my heart. And a man after God's heart should have been the first one to repent and say, Father, I'm sorry, I sinned. I remember I did something, and I'm getting ready to end. I remember I did something, that was so embarrassing that I walked around for a little while. I missed church for about maybe 3 months. No, I take it back, not 3 months, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. You know, my leader was calling me. I was very, you know, vague with him and just giving any old kind of thing, because what happened took me a little far out. See, I can talk about my stuff. Can't talk about everybody else's stuff because I'm just a realist. Amen. If most folk want to hide from their stuff and their past and everything. But no, I feel as though that when I talk about my stuff, guess what? There's some areas in me that are being released because I'm talking about it. I'm not trying to cover it up, telling people that I'm Superman or this, that, and that. No, I got some issues. And I'll be a liar to tell you that I don't deal with something on the day-to-day. I'm dealing with something right now with a family member. And I'm dealing with it the best way I possibly can. My flesh is wanting me to react a certain kind of way. It wants me to get out of the alignment with God. But I decide, Pastor E, to be quiet and silent. And no response is the best response. Because being silent can't be misjudged. I'm trying to tell you, people of God. Sometimes God is instructing us in this season, be quiet. Let them talk. And he told me one day, he said, Dwayne, as long as they talk, as long as what they're saying about you ain't true. And that's what's kept me to the point where I'm silent, because every time somebody says it's been a lie. And guess what? The truth needs no defense. And there's some of y'all who are out there trying to defend yourself about what people have said to you or said about you. The truth needs no defense. So why are you trying to defend yourself when what you know for sure you ain't even done? Don't defend yourself no more in this season. Amen. Don't defend yourself no more in this season. Glory be to God. And so by me missing that much church, my mind was over here. I'm trying to talk to God, and God, please forgive me. I went to the church house on one Sunday, and I fell to my knees, tears in my eyes, and I said, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned in your sight. Forgive me. I cried out to God, weeping. My pastor told another apostle to come and pray with me, covered me, prayed with me, tears just flowing because I let God down. Father, please forgive me. I recognized where my flesh was trying to take me and almost had me. But I knew how to get back into the alignment. I knew how to speak to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I've gotten a little bit far out of the alignment. I need you to work in this area in my life. I need you to construct some things. Oh, I heard that one, Holy Spirit. There are many of you who are listening to me right now. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you that you are under construction. I said this to a woman of God on Sunday, and he said to me, people who are on the line right now, that I have them under construction. And when you are under construction, guess what? There are some things that God is forming in your life so that when he builds you up this time and when you send you out back out there again, that you are going to be indestructible. Hallelujah. Words are not going to be able to tear you down. What people do to you in this season ain't going to be able to take you far left or far right, because when God got you under construction this time, he's going to put some things into you that you need so they won't take you out of the alignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And next week, we're going to dive a little bit more, because there are a lot of people who are in the Bible who were at a high place in God, got out of the alignment with God, and found themselves in a real bad and messed up situation. But it ain't too late. Amen. When other folks think it's late, no, it ain't late. I want to tell some of you online right now who listen to me. It's never late to go before God and say, God, there's some things that I have yet to share with you, even though you know all about me, but I want to be real with you. I've been hiding certain things from you, but I need you to get me fixed so that I can get back in the alignment. I need you to put me into the mechanic shop, God, and whatever sticker is on me that says that I am out of order and I can't be used, Lord. I'm allowing you to have this time, God, to work on every intricate part of my life, so that when I get back in the alignment, Father, when you reconstruct me, and I'll be ready. Well, people of God, that's my time. We're talking about getting into the alignment with God. Some of us are out of alignment. Amen. And I hope that you'll come back next Wednesday, that we can talk a little bit more about the alignment with God, getting to a place where we're so straight up with the Father that he'll do everything that he needs to do to keep us and keep our minds stayed fast on him. So we're going to open up the lines for those who would like to say something, talk back to us, talk back to the prophet today. Amen. I got Pastor E on here who's going to do what he does best. Glory be to God, because I know he'll tell you, man, I'm taking notes. I'm doing everything that I can do to stay in the alignment with God. Amen, somebody. Pastor E?
Well, I'm staying in alignment with God, but I got some issues. I'm not Pastor E. I'm a caller. I just dial one. I got issues, man. I need help.
Amen,
I got some issues, man. I gotta let it out, man. And I need help. Can you help
yes,
me with
sir.
Some issues?
Man, we can help you. We can help you with some issues.
Man, my brother, look, I am sick and tired of all the ridicule and all of the negative devil worship and the scrutiny against the body of Christ. Man, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of listening to it. I'm tired of seeing it everywhere. I mean, I got issues with it, man. I don't know what to do, man. Should I go left? Should I go right? Help me with my issues, Prophet, because I'm tired of them talking bad about the church, talking bad about the ordinances of God, talking bad against the word of God. Man, I'm sick and tired. Man, I got issues, bro.
Amen. And you know what? You are like 100,000 of us. Who are the same way, but I'm telling you, God said, be still to see the salvation of the Lord. And I know that some of us be like, man, I don't know if I can stay. And he said, no, just stay still. I got this. They don't even know that at the end, all
but
of
should
those
be quiet,
the alignment.
Should we be quiet? Should we be quiet? Because, I'm listening to people out there telling people that they shouldn't support the church. They shouldn't give to the church, which none of us who are really in this really go for that. But just those negative things are distracting other people that may not be as strong as us. Should we be talking?
Amen.
I mean, should we be shouting? Should we be screaming to don't listen to this AI, this artificial intelligence?
Intelligent. Amen. And that's some of the things, Pastor E, that's some of the things that we should be turning a deaf ear to, where we should need to be listening more to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what are you saying today? What are you talking to us about today? How do we stay clear from the mind battles of what these folk are saying about God? Whoosh, my God, glory. And I know some
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, Prophet.
Yes.
I got issues. I'm sick of it, Prophet.
And we need to stand still and allow God to – look, the Bible says, out of loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm.
We need to still show love when folk got hate in their heart. We need to still have a soft-spoken word when other folk want to cuss you out. Listen to me, Pastor E. I was trying to help a lady today, and the lady was so upset and outraged. And she just threw her hands up and, oh, praise the Lord to you. And so she was still in the problem. I waited for a little while, and the Holy Spirit said, okay, wait. He's really frustrated right now, but wait. So I waited. I got out of my truck. I went over there and I knocked on her door because she was a truck driver. She said, I just got my license. I said, now watch this, Pastor E. I go up there and knock on the door. I said, ma'am, I said, is everything okay? Man, the lady just said, I'm so sorry. This is my first time driving a truck. I'm so confused right now. I don't know what to do. I said, well, I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Glory be to God. I didn't talk about how she came off at me. I didn't say, man, let's pray. She grabbed my hand. I prayed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God,
ooh,
you
come
know
on
the
now.
Situation what this woman of God is going through. But, Father, we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You said we can do all things through you because you're strengthening us. Lord, strengthen her mind right now in Jesus' name.
Right now.
And then, Pastor ooh. E., Her truck was in such a bad way, she didn't know how to get out of it. I said, ma'am, can I do something for you? She said, yeah. Now I got my UPS uniform on. I ain't even supposed to be in nobody else's truck because it ain't UPS. If I would have damaged that truck, guess what that lady could have done? Oh, the UPS man got in my truck and did this. And I'm on UPS grounds. They got cameras everywhere. I get in that truck. I said, ma'am, if you can just move your dog out, I'm a get you on Straight Street. Man, I pulled her truck out, bro. Got her truck in a place where it was straight, where all she had to do was get in it and drive out of here. Glory be to God.
Yeah, yeah.
I did something that other folk wouldn't do, and this is what you have got to do when you're faced with challenges. When people got issues, you got to allow yourself not to have the same issues that they got. So because
man, help
you
me,
do,
brother. Help
it's
me.
Gonna
help
take
me.
You somewhere. It's going to take you somewhere. So you can't allow the issues of somebody else to drag you to a place where now your issues come up just like their issues, and now we got some issues really going on between the both of us. Somebody got to be the level head. Somebody got to be the level head. And the level-headed people are the ones who are on God's side. I'm helping somebody today. Glory be to God. Don't allow somebody to take you out of the position that God got you in. Don't allow their frustrations to be your aggravations. Oh, I said something right there. Don't allow the frustrations of the world to be aggravations to you. You're supposed to walk in the audience of God. Amen. Some of us still got these little wrist wish things on our hand. WWJC. What would Jesus Christ do? Well, you know that thing. WWJD. What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus will act accordingly. And
exactly.
So should we.
Exactly. Man. Look, you solved my issue that quick. Anybody else out there got some issues? Dial 1. We'll bring you into the conversation. And also hear what God is calling you to fix in your life. The biggest thing is that I'm understanding is I have to continue to fix me and continue to share that others can understand that my transparency is just what the Bible says, is that we should confess our problems and sins to one another. And the reason why I can trust confessing it on the broadcast, because I don't care who hear it. I'd rather put it on the broadcast now because you don't know who you can trust. So just put it out on the radio and let everybody hear. No, I heard him say it too. So everybody's in agreement. Everybody knows what's going on. And you can't say what I told you, but you can hear what I said.
Come on now.
Come on, y'all, dial 1. Get in the conversation. Don't be scared. We have a board full. And we're open. Amen. I seen one hand up, and she came back out. I'm not going to put her under the bus, 404. But anyway, Pastor Terry, we already know you coming in. Come on.
Praise God.
Don't bring your issues in. We can't take no more issues.
You know, God is taking care of helping me with these issues. I thank him every day. I can't help but thank him, you know, because I was listening to Prophet Woods, you say. Level-headed. And you know what, Pastor, y'all was saying, you know, that last fruit of the Spirit, self-control.
Yes.
I thank God for working on me with self-control. We learn to control ourselves, you know. So glory be to God, and good word, because you said under construction. Mm-hmm. We're all under construction.
That's so true.
Equipped. And Pastor E, don't worry about the naysayers, because those people out there, you know, some people just don't believe that God loves a cheerful giver. But when they need God, they want to call on us.
Exactly. But in all seriousness, let me. I was really trying to invoke the conversation tonight. But in all seriousness, no. What I mean is, for us as believers, we have to stop listening to everything that's out there.
Right.
You cannot trust what's audible. You can't even trust what's visual now.
Yeah.
Because they can put things in a video. You'll swear it was me and it wasn't me. That's why I always got a proof right behind me that I'm just playing. But anyway, I'm being serious about us believers. So let's put all jokes aside. We have to be careful on what we put in our ear gates, our eye gates.
Yes, sir.
Our senses are very sensitive. We have to be very protective over what information we put in. Because before you know it, you'll start acting a certain way, and it may have been a sound you listened to. Like a lot of these, and I'm just going to say, because I do post and look on, I'm on social media, you guys know it, but I do look at a lot of these posts that got sounds to them. And they want you to agree with these sounds, and if this sound is going to make you a millionaire, what is that sound really making you think? Or... certain phrases that they're pronouncing or they're having people to say. I'm just saying, for us, be careful, be guarders of your gates. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying don't be social, don't be inquisitive. I'm just saying be careful. That's why I regret, and I'm gonna say this right now. I repent that I did not love books better, because books had solid information. Now you don't know what you're reading. You don't even know what you're looking at. Anyway, thank you so much, Prophet. You got me started. You should have got somebody else started, too.
Yes.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in into the Prophet's Closet. Oh, she finally got thrown under the bus, Pastor Terry. She wasn't ready.
Give her a moment. She's coming.
I know. Evangelist Virginia, good afternoon, good evening down there in Baton Rouge. So, Prophet, what's going on, man? Share your prayer line. Share everything that you can right now. And those out there that know that we are a promoting ministry, so into this man's life. You know he's taken out of his own time. A lot of times he'll be driving and pull over the side of the street in a big 18-wheeler with a full load and sit down there and minister to us. He deserves our honor and our respect. Pastor, Prophet, man of God, come on, tell us how we can connect with you, stay linked up with you, and support you.
Man, anybody want to get with me, you can go to my email address. One of the things that I try to share with everybody who wants to link up with me, go to the email address, theprophetscloset3@gmail.com. Drop me a message. Let me know, hey, what's going on, so that we can, the office and us can, you know, staff can get with you, so that we can pray with you. Man, I'm a big giver. Glory be to God. I've helped so many people with whatever I can help them with when it comes to monetary things. You know, I'm just thankful that God has put me in a position that I can help. I don't try to take from nobody. I don't put nobody in no $100 line, $200 line, and prophesy based on that. No, that's the devil is a lie. I'm a firm believer of giving back. I'm a firm believer of that. I also have a little company that I'm affiliated with called U Financial, where we, just like what the Prophet on last week was talking about, you know, we show you how to do certain things when it comes to your mortgage, your car note, and everything. The company that I work for part-time is that we show you how to take a 30-year mortgage and pay it off in 6 years. That includes
somebody ought to take off running. Somebody just took off running.
Man, I'm telling you, so that includes your car loan, your credit cards, student loans, anything that has an interest bearing on it, we show you, amen. This is proven. We show you how to take all of those combined things and pay them off between 6 to 7 years. I'm a living testimony of it because I'm in it myself. That your business accounts that has credit cards, your church, those who got these churches, massive churches, all you pastors, y'all need to get in contact with Pastor E to get with me. For those who still owe on your church, we show you how to take that church loan and pay it off. The bank tell you 30 years, but we reverse it to tell you, no, we can do that in 7 to 9 years on churches.
Praise
God.
So
that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. And, man, look, as I say, get with me, the Prophet's Closet 3. Drop me a line that you need help. We can pray with you. We can minister to you. For those who say, well, man, how do we connect with you to get you out to our churches? The Prophet's Closet 3. My administrator, she looks at it, not every day, but at least she looks at it to see such got in contact with us. Oh, I want to give his testimony real quick. There's a lady who I spoke to 2 years ago, on a conference line, prophesied to her. I said, God told me to tell you to call your grandbaby, because her granddaughter was on the line. I said, God told me to tell you to call that baby's name Caleb. Now, prophet, Pastor E, apostle, 5-4 ministry, Pastor E, the lady said nobody knew but her daughter, her granddaughter, and her what they were going to name the baby. I didn't even know it. God spoke it to me. I told her. God said, call the baby named Caleb. She screamed and said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. God, that's what God told me to call the baby. But I was going back and forth with it, but I'm calling the baby Caleb. The doctors gave up on the baby, said that the baby will be deformed. The baby won't be able to have the mental capacities or anything. Man, she sent me a video of the child because I prophesied and told her that the baby will be fine. Just continue to keep speaking the word over the baby. The baby was, at 2 years old, was reading Psalms 23. Oh, come on, man. The baby was reading Psalms 23 and pronouncing it word for word. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. 2 years old. I'm only like, oh, my God, look at this. Never seen nothing like that in my life, man. I was encouraged.
Man, come on, God.
2 years old. The doctors gave up on her. On the baby. Said the baby would never read, never be able to do anything, never function or nothing. The baby had the Bible in his lap reading Psalms 23. I said, look at God. Look at God. Encouraged.
Yes, he will. Come on, somebody ought to put your hands together tonight and praise him for miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Prophet, bless us with a prayer, man. Let's take out. We've given every opportunity, and for next broadcast, all of you guys that clicked the link to listen online, for you to interact with us, our chat line is open. But for you to talk live, you must call 319-527-6173. Now, I know I may put myself in a situation that I'll be owing and paying out a lot of money, but it costs 1 cent per minute on some metros and some carriers. We're willing to reimburse you. 60 minutes at a penny a minute is 60 cents. I will send you back your 60 cent, and I will just make it a square dollar. But you need to be on these broadcasts. So dial the number where you can interact with us. We'll get you a dollar back and watch God bless you. Come on, man of God. Bless us out of here, man, and thank you so much.
Man, to God be the glory. I want to pray for those who may find themselves drifting out of the alignment. You've driven this vehicle, which is yourself, in some areas where you have just went over some bumps and some trails where you weren't supposed to be, and you found yourself out of the alignment. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, We glorify you. We bless your name, God. And for our sisters and brothers, Father, who have went so far right, Father, that they may seem that they can't come back into the straight and narrow pathway with you, Father, because of the things that they said, Father, the things that they allowed their body to go through, or whatever the case may be, God, that drove them out of the alignment. I'm asking you right now, Holy Spirit, to guide them right back into the righteous lane, Father. Guide them right back into righteous footsteps. Guide them right back into the right way of thinking and speaking about you, Father, that they will never have to allow themselves to get back out of the alignment. So, God, I glorify you and I thank you for them. And I give you the praise, God, for those who have issues, Father. Lord, I thank you that you're dealing with the issues of the mind, Father, that you're dealing with things that they seem that they can't figure out right now, God. Lord, be the guide that they need today to guide them right back, Father, to all truths. Be what they need to be today, Father, for them. Amen. Someone that will cover them, Father. Cover them, Holy Spirit, while they're hurting, while they're in situations, while they're dealing with deep inward things, Father, that they may seem ashamed of. Lord, deal with them right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. It's turning around for you all. For those who are listening to me, it's turning around. In Jesus' name. You are now dismissed out of the prophet's closet. God bless you all. Amen.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I say God can do all things.
God can do all things.
Hey, Sharaba. Hey. Woo. He's a good God. He's